Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most useful groove tools in DNB, an offset old-school percussion layer for timeless roller momentum in Ableton Live 12. Now, this is not about piling on more drums just because the drop feels empty. It's about creating a rhythmic shadow around your main groove, the kick, snare, and sub stay in charge, and this extra layer sneaks in behind them to add motion, tension, and that classic in motion feeling you hear in old jungle, darker liquid, and rolling halftime leaning DNB. The big idea is simple. Your main drums give the track its spine. The offset layer creates microsyncopation. That means short percussion hits placed slightly off the obvious grid, or in the spaces between the main accents. Those tiny timing shifts make the groove feel alive without cluttering the mix. So let's build it. First, make sure your foundation is already working. You want a solid kick and snare pattern, usually with the snare landing on 2 and 4 for a classic roller feel. If you already have a break or ghost drum layer, keep that locked in. This new percussion layer should not replace the groove. It should sit around it. Now choose the roll of the layer. If the drop feels too stiff, go with short shuffled hats and little rim ticks. If it feels too empty, use thin break fragments or shaker texture. If you want darker motion, lean into filtered metallic hits with a little decay. The point is not more sound. The point is more feel. For the source material, you can stay completely inside stock Ableton tools. Load a few one-shots, like a hat, rim, shaker, tiny tom, or metallic tick, or take a break, drop it into simpler, and slice out a few useful percussion bits. That resampled, chopped-up approach is very old-school, and it works because the hits keep a little bit of natural imperfection. That imperfect edge is part of the character. If you're slicing a break, keep the hits short and crisp. Trim away anything splashy or too roomy at the source. If the sample is already clean, great. If not, don't worry too much. A little grime can help, as long as the transient stays punchy. Now comes the important part, programming the rhythm. Create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip and start placing hits where they do not compete with the snare. Think of it like opposition. If the snare is making a strong statement on 2 and 4, your offset layer should speak in the spaces around that statement. A good starting move at around 174 BPM is to put a light tick just after the kick. Place a rim or shaker on the end of 2. Add a ghost hit just before a snare, but keep it very quiet. And then add one more small hit near the end of the bar to pull the loop forward. The key here is restraint. Don't make the pattern symmetrical. Don't hit every offbeat. In DNB, negative space is powerful. Leaving gaps gives the groove intelligence and motion. Too many hits, and the layer starts acting like a second beat instead of a shadow. Once the pattern is in, start shaping the timing. This is where Ableton Live 12 really helps. You can use the groove pool or manually nudge notes a little bit. A subtle shuffle around 54 to 58% can work beautifully if the groove needs swing. You can also place a few hits 5 to 15 milliseconds late for a laid-back push, or push 1 or 2 ghost notes 3 to 8 milliseconds early if you want urgency. A useful mindset here is this. Keep the snare locked, but let the offset percussion breathe slightly. That contrast is what gives rollers their forward pull. The sub and backbeat stay stable, while the upper rhythm band moves and flickers around them. Next, shape the tone so the layer feels like atmosphere, not clutter. Use EQ8 and high pass the percussion somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz, depending on the source. If it's harsh, dip a bit in the 3 to 6 kHz range. If it needs more presence, a gentle shelf around 8 to 10 kHz can help. If the layer feels too thin, you can add a small bump around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz, but be careful. We want character, not nasal irritation. Auto filter is very useful here too. You can keep the layer more closed in the intro, then open it up in the drop. That makes the exact same rhythm feel like it's evolving, which is perfect for atmospheric DNB arrangement. For character, try drum bus or saturator. A little drive goes a long way. If you use drum bus, keep boom low or off unless you specifically want extra low mid thump. A bit of transient energy and light crunch can make the percussion feel older, dustier, and more physical. That old school roughness is often what makes the groove exciting. If your sample is too clean, try resampling it through saturation and then re-importing it. That's a classic DNB move. It glues the hits together and gives the percussion a unified texture. Now let's talk movement across the arrangement. This layer should not just loop endlessly with zero change. Even small automation can make a huge difference. Try opening the filter over 8 or 16 bars. Add short delay throws on only a few accent hits. Use a tiny room reverb on transition hits if you want some space, but keep it short. Long reverb tails can smear the roller and soften the impact. A really effective move is to start the layer filtered and narrow in the intro, then open it more in the drop. You're not changing the rhythm itself, just the amount of air and brightness around it. That gives the track progression while keeping the main drum identity intact. After that, route the percussion to its own bus. This is where you glue it into the drum family. On the bus, you can use EQ8 for cleanup, glue compressor for subtle cohesion, utility for width management, and maybe a touch more saturation or drum bus if needed. If you use glue compressor, keep it gentle. You're looking for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not heavy squash. The goal is to make the layer feel like it belongs with the kick and snare, not like a separate loop sitting on top of the track. Now arrange it like a real DNB record. In the intro, keep it filtered and low in the mix. In the pre-drop, open the filter and maybe add one extra ghost hit. In drop A, let the full layer in, but still leave some breathing room. In an 8-bar switch-up, remove a few hits or flip the pattern so it feels fresh. Then in drop B, bring it back with slightly more saturation or a small groove change. That kind of arrangement is what makes a roller feel like it's moving through sections instead of just repeating a loop. Now for the most important reality check, test it against the bass. In DNB, percussion can sound great alone and still ruin the mix when the sub comes in. So check the layer in context. Mono the percussion bus with utility and make sure the low end stays clean. Confirm that the bass still owns the center. If the snare feels smaller, the percussion is probably too loud or too close to the backbeat. The best offset layers are felt before they're consciously heard. If you mute the layer and the groove suddenly loses motion, then it's doing its job. If you hear it constantly and it's stealing attention, simplify it. A few quick reminders as you build. Keep the hits fewer and more intentional. Don't put something on every offbeat. Keep the layer drier than you think. Let it feel a little ahead, a little behind, or tucked right inside the groove, depending on the energy you want. And always, always check it in context with the bass and snare. If you want to go a step further, try adding tiny velocity changes so the pattern has a subtle contour every 2 bars. Or create 2 similar versions of the layer and alternate them across phrases. You can even add a very quiet metallic tick under a rim hit for a nervous, upper mid shimmer. Small details like that can make the groove feel alive without turning it into clutter. Here's a simple practice move to luck this in. Set a 15-minute timer. Build a basic kick and snare loop. Add 3 percussion sources, like a hat, rim, and shaker. Program at least 6 hits that avoid the main snare accents. High pass the layer around 250 Hz. Add a little drum bus or saturator. Nudge at least 2 hits late and 1 hit early. Automate the filter opening over 8 bars. Then mute the layer and ask yourself, does the groove lose movement? If yes, you're in the right place. So that's the core technique. An offset old-school percussion layer is one of the cleanest ways to bring timeless rolling momentum into a DNB track without crowding the drop. Keep the main drums solid. Use small syncopated hits to create tension around them. Shape the tone with filtering and subtle grit, and let the pattern evolve across the arrangement. When the spacing is right, the whole track starts to lean forward. Subtle, dark, alive, and constantly moving. That's the roller energy.